Malocha habo mimeno that comes from him, kisher habo mimeno, has the same malocha like the wife's mishpocha. In other words, we know if the wife has a daughter, so the husband is also with that daughter. How do I know that the husband's daughter? In other words, let's say the husband was ma'anis, a lady. He didn't marry her. He just lived with a lady. And she became pregnant, she had a daughter. How do I know that the husband now is also to live with that daughter? That's called bitoy, his daughter, from his own anusa. That's called his mishpacha. So this, ne'makan, the pasuk says here, zima, by your wife's daughter, where you married her. The ne'mal halan zima, it says of another pasuk, zima. So we learn out one from the other. So more answer, that's what the b'risa means. For b'sher di day, the pasuk that we learn out, that the bita ma'inisosai, that his own daughter is also tim, like siv be zima, does not say the word zima there. So how could you learn out, just like by your wife's daughter, it's not only her daughter, it's the granddaughter, well, that's also to you, by your daughter from your anusa, the granddaughter is also also. How do we learn it out? It does not say the word zima by both of them. So Marin says, Omarovo, Omali, Rav Yitzchak bar Avidimi, Asya heina heina, Asya zima zima. True, it's not a limud from the word zima zima alone, but in that pasuk it says the word heina. And it says the word heina over here also. Here it says the word zima. So as if it said the word zima here, so that's the gzeirah shava zima zima. Now the Gemara says, "Oh, Mama, we also said before the brayso, minayin lasois lamata kilamalo. How do I know that on the bottom it's like above?" So the Gemara says, "My lamata kilamalo. What do you mean that lamata should be like kilamalo? You let me if you want to tell me that bas bino u bas bito is kibito." They're just like a sos to live with your wife and with her daughter, the same as with the granddaughter. Tamara says no. Bahadi adodi kasim, like I said before, we learned them both out together from the same pasuk. El rather, let me say it like this. Ein chomov v'yein chamoisoi is kechamoisoi. That your grandmother is the same thing like your mother-in-law. In other words, your mother-in-law's mother is like your mother-in-law. Tamara says, hi, lamata kilamali, you mean to say the bottom is like above. Lamala klamata heavy. It should have said the opposite way, that the generations above are like the generations below. So Mar says true. Tani learn lamala klamata. We mean to say like the grandmother is like the granddaughter. But the Morihofi is so Nema Khan Zima Nemal Halan Zima Zima. Alright, turn over. Again, the Gemara says, what do you mean to say? That it means kilamala. Is kilamata like the grandparents, like the granddaughter? If so, from Oskashi, you so, what do you bright to me to say? How do you know this? Because nemakan zima, the nemal halan zima, is that true? Umahashti inu, like kisiva, like we'll soon see later on. That the fact that your mother-in-law's mother is also to you, your grandmother, your wife's grandmother, doesn't say clearly in the pasuk. It's only from Joshua's. If so, zima de tuk ziva, how could you say make a gezerah shav? It says the word zima. If it doesn't say bechlal, that erva of your mother-in-law's mother, you can't say because it says the word zima there. So that can't be pshan as b'raisa. So the other one says, Amr, Abaye, Abaye says, Hochi komar. Here's what the b'raisa means to say. Minayin, how do I know? La says, shloisha doris lamala. Kishloisha doris lamata. How do we know to say that just like you, when you have a wife, you can't live with her mother? The same with the third generation. Her mother's mother is also. Just like we see down with the three generations, that you can't live with your wife and with her daughter. And with her daughter's daughter, on that, nem, lamata, zima, it says the word lamata, by your granddaughter, it says the word zima. To nem, lamala, zima, and it says that when you can't live with your wife and with her mother, with your chamoisai, it says the word zima, it says isha v'ima, and so ma, lamata. Just like when you go downwards, we isha bita. It's Shleisha Dervis, the pasuk also means the granddaughter, your wife, with her daughter, or her daughter's daughter is also to you, is Aflamala. The same thing when the pasuk says you can't be with your wife and with her mother, it doesn't only mean her mother, but Shalish Dervis, it also means the grandmother, your mother's, your wife's mother's mother is also to you. Now, Uma Bo'einish. Just like this last psukim, I'm talking about the Einish. The punishment you receive, that he receives Sreifa. Ma ba'inish, we'll have a drosha. That also lamata kilamalom, that the chi of misa of Sreifa, it says only by isha v'ima. It says by your wife and also live with her mother. Is Also, lamata kilamala, that ishobita, your wife's daughter, is also chayis reifa. If so, af the yazor, the same thing with the yazor, where the pasuk says, just the lafim, you're not allowed to, nemor, esse lamala, af the yazor nami, also lamala kilamata. That just like there's an azor of ishobita downwards, the same way there's also an azor upwards. That just like you can't live with your wife and with her mother, the same way you can't live with the grandmother. Yeravashi says, Li'erlam kiratoni. Really, it's like we said before, that we're learning out not to change it around, but rather, ma lahala lamata is kilamala, is afkam lamala kilamata. And we're learning out the way we said it before. And so, umay lamata, what does it mean to say over here? That lamata is kilamala, that the low is like lamala. It doesn't really mean generations downwards or generation upwards. But rather, Rav Ashi learns what the Bryson meant to say is, O my lamata lamata b'yisura. Just means to say, the further away you are, the less of an issa there is. That's what it means to say. So Rashi says like, the issa hakal korele lamata. The hachom, the more stronger issa is korele mala. Rav Ashi, this is what Rav Ashi learns, Shach. That minay yin lasas ein chomef. How do I know to conclude that your wife's grandmother, the ein chamoisoi, and the grandmother, both of her mother or her father, Shein Rechaikus, that they're far away from you. The Yasurim, the Stilosa, Lamata, Kechamoisai, that they, the grandparents, are also to you, just like your mother-in-law is also also to you. She craves, she's closer to you, your mother-in-law. The Yasur Elyon Vachamar, her Yasur is more above and more Chamar. So now the Drusher is Nema Khan Zino, Nema Lahalan Zino. That's how Ravashi learned Shat in the Bryson. So more yes now, Imahi, ein ima asura. If so, just like you're telling me now, that by your wife's mother, she's also to you. The same way your wife's mother, Yechamoisi, is also. Her mother, the grandmother, is also to you. And Rashi says, Ki von the yamut minayin lasay sher habohemenu. Ki sher habohemenu is saying like the kroizim of the wife. Have the same malach as the kroizim of you, of the husband. And so why don't I say, just like your wife's mishpacha? Her grandmother is also to you. So why don't I say a person's own grandmother should also be also to Midiraisa? And we know that the Gemara in Yevamah says it's only also Midirabanan. A person is only also with his mother, Midiraisa, but not with his mother's mother. Midiraisa, your mother's mother is mitzvah to you. So the question is why, if we have this hekesh we had before, that we're learning out your mishpacha from her mishpacha, so just like we're saying now by her mishpacha, her grandmother is also to you, so your mishpacha, also your grandmother, should be also to you. That's the next question. Imahi, ein ima asura, is afu, but you also it should be ein ima asura, your grandmother should be also. This Gemara says, no, I'm Rabbi, by your answers, even though before we learn it out, that your mishpacha means your bita manasofai, that your daughter from a lady you just live with, without kedushin, but to learn out this far, that your grandmother should be also, that we can't learn out. I'm Rabbi, I'm a crocus. The pasuk says, imchahi, that a person cannot live with his mother, it says, Imchay, she's your mother. So, Ridashin, Mishum, Imay, Ata, Mechayvay. He could only be Mechayvay, the son, if he lives with his mother. But, Vi, Ata, Mechayvay, Mishum, Ein, Imay. There's no wisdom in your life, to live with your grandmother. So, the kid said, there's a miyat, that on your own Mishpacha, only your mother is also to you, Midiraisa, not your grandmother. It's only Yishmiz, it's only Yasa, Midirabanim. Says, by your wife's Mishpacha, there's Lemudim, that not only is your mother-in-law also to you, but who I did, your mother-in-law's mother, is also also to you. Now, Omar Rav, Rav says like this, that, Bein Laman Diyomar, Doin Mino, Umino, when you make a hekesh, so you learn a hekesh one from another, all the halacha that it says in the second halacha, we put all those halachas back to the first halacha. That's called Doin Mino, we learn out from the second place, Umino, we bring all those halachas back here. That's one way to make a hekesh. No, when you make a hekesh, you only learn out the one thing, and you put that one chiddush back to the first place, but it only has the halachas at the first place. You do not bring all the second halachas back to the first one. So Rashi says, Doin mino mino, v'chol divareha nilmad mimenu, miyacha she'ikro shodavu l'malati mecheveroi, af v'chol divareha nilmad mimenu, everything you learn out from it. Tekan there here also, in both Lumoid, Ein Ima, if you want to learn out the grandmother, may Ein Ima, Lisura, you want to learn out that your grandmother should be also. From the same way your mother, your wife's grandmother was also to you, you have to learn out that she also received Sreifa. That's not a Svara. The Muslims see. And the Bein Laman Yerusha says, Doin Minov Ruki Basra, Doin Iker Adov Lom Ben Nechaber, just the Iker thing. Avol Ashar Dvorov, Sher Ato Moitzi Dinoi, Mufurish Boy, Vyat Yoch Lom Ben Amenu, Or Bein Dov and Midov, Vyinach Tzorach Lom Ben Nechaber, Medin Lom Nechaber Moi, Vyat Ashar Nechaber Moi. The Kanami, Lomod Ein Imoi, Mi Ein Imo. Learn out that your grandmother should be also to you from the fact your wife's grandmother is also to you. Sura, that's all, like Sidbe Behedium. Avolin Yenisa, from the day to risk punishment, we do not learn out from your wife's mishpacha that they are besreifah, but rather it could be with your own mishpacha, it could be the skila. Just like if you live with your mother, your chayah skila, maybe with your grandmother should also be the skila. So, like, this going back also to prove, like, you can't make that limud. So, Rava says, according to these both shittas, that you couldn't make this type of a limud to learn out your grandmother should be also from the fact your wife's grandmother is also to you. Again, Amar Rava. Bein l'man d'yama doin mino u'mino. U'bein l'man d'yama doin mino v'yuki b'yasro. L'yasi, it doesn't come out here. Why l'man d'yama doin mino u'mino when you're making the very shofar? Yet, though not everything is mahi, just like by your wife's mishpacha. Ein ima asura, you want to say just like you can't live with your wife's mother. You can't live with a grandmother, afunami by the husband also. Amy, my asura, you want to say that your grandmother should be also to you? If so, imino, you have to bring that limud all the way back here also. Mahi b'sreifa, just like when you live with your wife's mother, or with her grandmother, yichai b'sreifa, the other part of the 50-sorif, is afunami b'sreifa, should also come out that when you live with your grandmother, you should be chai b'sreifa. That doesn't make any sense. Because, Leman the Yom Sreifa Chamurit Yitam the Misa Sreifa is more Chama than the Misa Skila. Sikul Mitzvah. He asked a question like this: Nali he shekain ima b'sreifa. Tiyam Abahu Shina b'skila. You can't learn out you from your wife, because if a man lives with his own mother, he's only chayy skila. You live with your wife's mother, you're chayy sreifa. So you can't learn out your mishpacha from her mishpacha. Her mishpacha is a more Chama dika sreifa. To Yoid, Imai Biskila, Imai Bisreifa, doesn't make sense. Now, if you live with your own mother, you'll only be Chayiv Skila. But if you live with your mother's mother, you should be Chayiv Sreifa. That doesn't make any sense. The Yoid, Mahi, just like by your wife. Loi Chalak Tabo, Ben Imam Yenima, there's no difference whether you live with your mother-in-law or whether you live with her mother. You Chayiv Sreifa, Afunami, the same thing should be. If you live with your own grandmother, that like the chalak boy, then ima liyem imoi. There should be no difference between you and your grandmother. And when we're coming out right now, if you make this hekish, this zereshava, doin mino amino, come out a big difference. That with your own mother, the Torah says clearly you only get skila. But with your grandmother, you're learning it out from the pasha of your wife's mishpacha, it should be the sreifa. That's all the reason it doesn't make sense to make such a zereshava. Now, ulaman diyam it yodat, the other man diyam it holds. Skila chamura, that skila is a mochamadik emisa, my high kusha, lani daina. From this kusha, you cannot learn out. At least, like from the first question you get before, you'll have a question, you can't make this gzereshova. Now, ulaman the yomad, of course, the ulaman the yomad that we say the pshat from the hekesh always is, daini mino, the yuki di asro, that we learn out one from the other. But we only learn out the yuki of hakiddish, and not all the halachis. It is so mahi, just like by your wife. Ein imay asuram. Not only are you also with your wife's mother, but you can live with her mother's mother, with the grandmother. You want to tell me, yafunami, the same thing by you yourself. Ein imay asuram, that your grandmother should be also to you. That's all you're learning out, just the ikar, your isa. But you could be asked, what type of a punishment should you give? Put it back in this own pasha of your mishpacha. There's some hostum who, to the sreifa, true, when you live with your wife's grandmother, your chai sreifa. Avul hocha, but if it's your own grandmother, the skila should only be the skila, because the ashkan be my, like you find by your own mother. So it's like this now, that's the way the Xerah Shabbat should come out. But I'll tell you why it doesn't make sense. Because Laman, the Yom Sreifa Chamur, of Yod, that sreifa, is the Mohammedic and Misa, and you can't learn out Yom Mishpacha Vamon, Mohom Mishpacha. Because Ikla Misa, you can ask the question, Malahi, you know why the Torah says by your wife's grandmother?